Okay, Priya, I just made an end of war recording here about the actual situation today. We are in a third world war now, but what can we expect of it? And at least the conclusion to me was that it can go up, it can go down, depending on which, you know, spiral we want to go on, the upward or downward, and that's up to each and every one of us. And what we, the majority of people on this planet, do, that's what counts. And we can share the upwards going spiral on this wonderful modern media. This wonderful internet. So anyway, that's my... Just made a little recording today saying the same thing, which I'm now going to repeat, that yes, I am nowadays often saying to other devotees that, hey, you know, this Krishna conscious movement, it's important, it's big, I mean, it's big time news here. We should not just see it and think of it and be satisfied with it as a little religious group of a few temples and some books and some members meeting on Sundays. Because in the books is an amazing and important and universal, incredibly positive and beneficial knowledge for humans in general on the planet. So this is what I really see, and I'm just trying to share that vision with other devotees, especially the Sankirtan devotees, those who really want to spread the Sankirtan mission, the wonderful, well, the Gaudiya mission for us who are in that tradition. Otherwise, translate it to your own tradition, because again, this is something universal. Go out on the streets today. Don't fight. Raise your arms. Dance and sing, chant, and to the glory of God, names of God. Is there anything more beautiful that we humans can do today? It's just completely the opposite to that conflict, warmongering. And someone made this beautiful, which chant Hare Krishna for peace. But you can see on the video, but I don't know where it is. D- demonstration, you know, these wide ones that you hold one stick in each end and like 3 meters wide or something, 4, huge, 2 of them, and then you had them in Harinam. And when you have such things on Harinam, it's powerful. We chant Hare Krishna for peace. Sing God's name for peace. You can translate it to any religion, any culture, any people. And that's what the Hare Krishnas are doing now. And it's wonderful. And they are the only ones so far. Why don't the others follow? Can you see? All the religions can go together. Each one chanting God's name their way. Just that thing in itself. I mean, you devotees, Sankirtan devotees, Harinam devotees, you know what I'm saying. And it's not some cute little romantic, dreamy theory here from an old man. You can go out Saturdays, especially in the summer here in Stockholm. They have beautiful, fantastic, wonderful Harinams with wonderful response from the people. And we can go on like that when we really understand what the knowledge is about that Prabhupada gave us. It's not about just doing pious activities or going to the temple and ringing bells, getting plus points in heaven. This is old fashioned, you know, religion. But that's not what Prabhupada came to spread. He came to spread this beautiful Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. This is the Bhagavat succession that we are in, which is about giving this to others. But yes, we are all the children of God. We're all parts and parcels of the Supreme. Goddess and God. And we all have the same parents, all we human children. Now let's get over our brotherly and sisterly fights and wars and conflicts. Let there be no more Kurukshetra war. You know, sometimes the Mahabharata is, I got it explained, can be called the great story of mankind. And I like to understand it that way. So yeah, we can now see, when I say this, that there's also Dharma establishing, getting established on Earth. Coming from India and China have their Confucian, the way, the Tao, basically Dharma. We should cooperate, we should share, we should live in harmony with each other and nature, all living beings. So we should look at that and not on the wars. and spread and share and inspire each other in this Sanatana Dharma. Not this religion, that religion. Just keeping that in focus, we are all part and parcels of God, all children of God. Therefore, we are all ultimately brothers and sisters. And that lesson is what this life is about. And this is what this story is about. End of war. No, really. You see, when I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, it was much like that, because we were all young, just stumbled into that Hare Krishna movement and became monks and nuns and whatever. And we gave our lives to that. And it was all about that. Going out and cooking nice prasadam, giving out for free, prasadam for free. The Hare Krishnas became liked, respected, because those are these funny people. They look funny, but they have the greatest food. And it's vegetarian food, non-violent. They are also wise. And they are out there in their radio. And they go out in the streets with those books and magazines. Oh, yeah. They're doing a good work for peace and for just the brotherhood of humankind. No, but this is really what, unfortunately, too many couldn't see that because of the propaganda, because we did behave cultish too. So that was kind of unfortunate, but it just became like that because we needed to dedicate ourselves so 100% that it just became a kind of, you know, this bubble within which things just echoed. So yeah. Those two. And I see here in Stockholm, I'm happy to live in a house here, you know, with the devotees. Doing that. And I hope that. I really, me and some others are talking about it. Things are already bad in many ways. I mean, war-wise and economy-wise, and it's going to continue. Maybe we are blessed with a gradual way down slope, so we have time to get prepared. But there will be, I would believe, great need and appreciation for organizations who distribute food to the needy on the streets. And I really think that the Hare Krishnas should be there leading that. That would mean in itself, because, you know, it all goes through the stomach and the mouth. A lot, I think, for the support and popularity of the ISKCON Hare Krishna movement. And that, and Hare Nam. And from there, the books and the media and the radio and the podcast. And there's so much opportunity for preaching, you all preachers. Let's get together and discuss how to do it best and share our experiences. Hare Krishna.